Come, O Holy Spirit, shield the hearts of the faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that in the same Holy Spirit we may always be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, as we have gathered again this evening, to praise you, to thank you, to bless your name, and Lord, to tell you our minds. We pray that you come and as we praise God and ask him for all our needs and wants. Ancient of the days, our gathering this evening is not by accident. You have planned this right from the creation. We thank you. Now, our God, our Father, we ask you to please listen to our pleas and have mercy on us. Hear our prayers and answer us. We also ask you to please forgive all the sins that will make you not to hear our prayers. God, our Father, you know our intentions in today's prayers. Please, we plead your mercy. We plead for the forgiveness of our sins. And we ask you to please come and answer us. Hear us, O King of Glory, because you have always been there for us at all times. God, our Father, for all those who wish to join us in these prayers with one private intention or the other, please, we plead with you to hear us through the Sacred Heart of Jesus and through our Mother Mary, her triumphant heart. May you come to our aid and answer us. We make our prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Good evening to our brothers and sisters.
Introductory prayer to the Holy Rosary. We unite
please,
with the saints.
We want to worship God.
All right.
We want to praise and worship God at this moment. We have all come here with expectations. We have all come here to worship our God. It's all about him. Let us open our hearts to worship him. Let us worship him like never before. Let us not just sing along, but meditate upon the songs that shall be sung here. As we have only 10 minutes, let us just put our position, take the positions that we can be able to worship our God faithfully. As we all know, when Paul and Silas were in the prison, when they were in prison doors, they praised God. And everything, the chains that were holding them captive, God broken. So when we praise God, God will release us from all our bondage. When Paul and Silas were praising the Lord, the Holy Ghost came down. When Paul and Silas were praising the Lord, the Holy Ghost came down. Paul and Silas, they prayed their song. The Holy Ghost came down. They prayed their song. After singing, the Holy Ghost came down. He delivered Paul and Silas. He delivered Paul and Silas. Our Lord deliver Paul and Silas. He will surely deliver us. The walls of Jericho fell. The walls of Jericho fell. As the children of God were praising the Lord, the walls of Jericho fell. The walls of Jericho fell down flat. The walls of Jericho fell down flat as the children of God were praising the Lord. God, the walls of Jericho fell. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, and that is why we are here. It's all about you, my Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, and that is why we are here. We've heard about you. We've heard about you. We've heard about you, and that is why we are here. We've heard about your goodness. We've heard about your mercy. We've heard about you, eh? That is why we are here. We've heard about your love. We've heard about your miracles. We've heard about you, eh? That is why we are here. We've heard about you, my Jesus. We've heard about you. We've heard about you, eh? That is why we are here. We worship you, Jesus, we worship you. We worship you, Jesus, we worship you. We adore you, Jesus, we adore you. We adore you, Jesus, we adore you. You are King of Kings, Jesus, you are King of Kings. You are King of Kings, Jesus, you are King of Kings. There is no like you, Jesus, there is no like you. There is no like you, Jesus, there is no like you. We adore you, Jesus, we adore you. We adore you, Jesus, we adore you. The windows of the Lord are open. The power of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. He will baptize every soul. The windows of the Lord are open. The power of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. He will baptize every soul. The windows of the Lord are open. The power of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. He will baptize every soul. Your ways, you are so faithful in your ways. You are so merciful in your ways, your ways, your ways, your ways, your ways.
Your ways, you are merciful, so merciful in your ways. You are loving, so loving in your ways. Your ways, your ways, your ways, your ways, your ways. You are loving, so loving in your ways. Miracle worker, hey, you are a miracle worker. Come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. Miracle worker, you are a miracle worker. Come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. Sing Yahweh, Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a miracle worker. Your name is Yahweh. Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Destiny designer. Oh, you are a destiny designer. Come and design our destiny today. Come and shape our destiny today. Sing Yahweh, Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a destiny designer. Your name is Yahweh. Sing Yahweh, Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a destiny designer. Your name is Yahweh. Do it again, Spirit of God. Do it again. Do it again, Spirit of God. Do it again. We have come with great expectations. And our eyes are lifted to you, Lord. Do it again, Spirit of God. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again, Spirit of God. Do it again. Do it again, Spirit of God. Do it again. We have come with great expectations, and our eyes are lifted to you, Lord. Do it again, Spirit of God. Do it again. Thank you, Jesus, for we have worshipped in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We go into rosary, opening prayers. We unite with the saints in heaven, with all the joys on earth, and with all the faithful here present. We unite with you, O our Jesus, in order to praise worthily your Holy Mother and to praise you in her and through her. We renounce all the distractions we may have during this rosary, which we wish to say with more modesty, attention and devotion, just as if it were to be the last of our lives. We offer you, O most holy Trinity, this creed in honor of all the mysteries of our faith, this our Father, and these three Hail Marys, in honor of the unity of your essence and the Trinity of your persons. We ask of you a lively faith, a firm hope, and an ardent charity. Amen.
Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended into hell the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of body and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us these days our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father,
to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O our Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fire of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of your mercy.
Jesus, have mercy on us.
Blessed Mary, help us.
May the souls of all the faithful departed,
through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Amen. The five glorious mysteries. The first, the resurrection. May the Lord grant us the grace of a lively faith. Amen.
Him,
flood the whole human race with your flame of love, O Blessed Virgin, now and the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
St. Michael the Archangel, with your light,
enlighten us.
With your wings,
protect us.
With your sword,
defend us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us these days our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for all sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for all sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for all sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for all sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for all sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, it now never shall be world without
O
end.
Our
Amen.
Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fire of hell. Lead our souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of your mercy.
Jesus, have mercy on us.
Blessed Mother Mary, help us.
May the souls of all the faithful departed,
through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
The second glorious mystery, the ascension of Jesus into heaven. May the Lord grant us all firm hope and a great longing for heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Flood the whole human race with your flame of love, O Blessed Virgin, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Michael's Archangel, with your light,
enlighten us.
With your wings,
protect us.
With your sword,
defend us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us these days our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O our Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fire of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of your mercy.
Jesus, have mercy on us.
Blessed Mother Mary, help us.
May the souls of all the faithful departed,
through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
The five glorious mysteries. The third, the descent of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord grant us divine wisdom to know, love, and practice divine truth, and to make others share in it. Amen.
Yeah.
Hymn. Flood the whole human race with your flame of love, O Blessed Virgin, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
St. Michael the Archangel, with your light,
enlighten us.
With your wings,
protect us.
With your sword,
defend us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O our Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fire of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of your mercy.
Jesus, have mercy on us.
Virgin Mary, help us.
May the souls of all the faithful departed,
through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
The fourth mystery, the Assumption of our Blessed Mother Mary into heaven. May the Lord grant us a precious gift and privilege of true devotion to our Mother Mary to help us live and die as the saints before us. Amen.
Amen.
Flood the whole human race with your flame of love, O Blessed Virgin, now and at the hour of our death. St. Michael's
Amen.
Archangel, with your light,
enlighten us.
With your wings,
protect us.
With your sword,
defend us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us these days our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O our Jesus,
forgive us our sin, save us from the fire of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of your mercy.
Jesus, have mercy on us.
Virgin Mary, help us.
May the souls of all the faithful departed,
through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
The fifth, the crown of the Blessed Virgin Mary as Queen of Heaven and Earth. May the Lord grant the grace to Christians who do not know Mary and who do not love and honor her to appreciate her maternal assistance and virtue as the shortest, most wholesome, and easiest way to Christ's heart. Flood the whole human race with your flame of love, O Blessed Virgin, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, with your light,
enlighten us.
With your wings,
protect us.
With your sword,
defend us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us these days our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Hail
Amen.
Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O our Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fire of hell, lead us souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of your mercy.
Jesus, have mercy on us.
Virgin Mary, help us.
May the souls of all the faithful departed,
through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Hail, Holy Queen.
Mother of mercy, hear our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sight, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn them, most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O Clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray.
O God. Go on. O God, whose only begotten Son,
by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech you, that meditating on these mysteries in the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may both imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
God, the Father of heaven,
have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us.
Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Holy Mother of God,
pray for us.
Holy Virgin of Virgins,
pray for us.
Mother of Christ,
pray for us.
Mother of Divine Grace,
pray for us.
Mother of the Church,
pray for us.
Mother most pure,
pray for us.
Mother most chaste,
pray for us.
Mother inviolate,
pray for us.
Mother undefiled,
pray for us.
Mother most amiable,
pray for us.
Mother most admirable,
pray for us.
Mother of good counsel,
pray for us.
Mother of our Creator,
pray for us.
Mother of our Savior,
pray for us.
Virgin most prudent,
pray for us.
Virgin most venerable,
pray for us.
Virgin most renowned,
pray for us.
Virgin most powerful,
pray for us.
Virgin most merciful,
pray for us.
Virgin most faithful,
pray for us.
Mirror of justice,
pray for us.
Seat of wisdom,
pray for us.
Cause of our joy,
pray for us.
Spiritual vessel,
pray for us.
Vessel of honor,
pray for us.
Singular vessel of devotion,
pray for us.
Mystical rose,
pray for us.
Tower of David,
pray for us.
Tower of ivory,
pray for us.
House of gold,
pray for us.
Ark of the covenant,
pray for us.
Gate of heaven,
pray for us.
Morning star,
pray for us.
Health of the sick,
pray for us.
Refuge of sinners,
pray for us.
Comforter of the afflicted,
pray for us.
Help of Christians,
pray for us.
Queen of angels,
pray for us.
Queen of patriarchs,
pray for us.
Queen of prophets,
pray for us.
Queen of apostles,
pray for us.
Queen of martyrs,
pray for us.
Queen of confessors,
pray for us.
Queen of virgins,
pray for us.
Queen of all saints,
pray for us.
Queen conceived without original sin,
pray for us.
Queen assumed into heaven,
pray for us.
Queen of the Most Holy Rosary,
pray for us.
Our Lady Queen of Peace,
pray for us.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
spare us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
graciously hear us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
have mercy on us.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray.
Grant, we beseech you, O Lord God, that we, your servant, may enjoy everlasting health of mind and body, and by the gracious intercession of the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, be delivered from present sorrow and enter into the joy of eternal happiness, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. May the divine assistance remain always with us.
And may the source of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Prayer for the Pope's intention. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us these days our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
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 Amen. So now we're going to go into the intercessory prayers.
Good evening, everyone. Let us all be in the mood of prayer. This evening we are praying for those sick in life partner. And we all know that whoever comes before God must come before God with clean hands. We are going to start by pleading for His mercy. We are going to start by asking God to grant us mercy, to cleanse our sins, to forgive us our sins. In any way that we have sinned, in any way that we have fallen short, in what we have done and in what we have failed to do, Lord, Your children have come before You asking for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Cleanse us, wash us, make us worthy to be in Your presence. On our own, we can't do it, but with You, Lord, all things are possible. Father, Lord, we have come this day with our hearts heavy, with our eyes filled with tears, burdened. Lord, do not let our iniquities keep us away from You. Do not let our sins keep us far from You. In any way we have sinned, Lord, we beg for Your mercy. In any way we have sinned, we beg for Your mercy this day. We plead the blood of Jesus upon our lives. We plead the blood of Jesus upon all that concerns us. Wash us, cleanse us, make us worthy. May our prayers come before You this day like a sweet-smelling savour. Make us worthy to be in Your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. We begin to invoke the saints. We invoke our Mother Mary to intercede on our behalf as we come together as her children to pray. We pray that Saint Raphael the Archangel, the patron that guided Tobias to his wife Sarah. We pray for Saint Valentine to intercede on our behalf. Saint Joseph the Worker, the model husband, come and intercede on our behalf. We pray that Saint Anne, Saint Agnes, and Saint Nicholas, we come and stand and receive our prayers and take it unto God as we as a family come together this day to pray for those seeking for a life partner. We pray, Lord, that all Your angels and saints may intercede on our behalf, may take our prayers directly to the seat of mercy. Lord, we have come this day not because we are fabulous, not because we are worthy. Unworthy sinner that we are, we bring ourselves before You today in prayer, praying for our brothers, praying for our sisters who are seeking for life partner this day. For You said in Your word in Proverbs 18:22, You say, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and receives favor from the Lord. Father, Lord, this is Your institution. It's not an institution instituted by us, but You, God, instituted marriage. Your children will not go and come back empty-handed. They will not cry tears. They will not stay and watch their peers get married, and they will stay and be left behind. Lord, we have come this day. For You said in Your word in Matthew 7:7, that ask, it will be given to us. Now if we seek, we will find, and knock, and the door shall be opened to us. That is Your promise to us. Whenever we come to You sincerely, it's Your promise to us whenever we seek You in truth and in spirit. Father, Lord, as Your children have come here this day, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus. We begin to plead the blood upon each and every one of Your children who are standing before You seeking the life partner, seeking the right partner. Father, we do not just want marriage. They want a marriage grounded in You, the right partner for them. Father, as Your people have come, may Your perfect will be done in the life of Your children concerning life partners and concerning their marriages. May You lead them on to the right person that You have prepared for them. Father, Your children will not go astray. They will not go to the wrong set of people. They will not be disturbed. They will not be distracted. Father, Lord, as Your children have come before You on their knees with their eyes filled with tears, asking, when is it my turn? When shall my life partner come to me? Lord, You are not going to let us cry. You will not let us go empty-handed. Father, as they are praying this prayer before You, anything that is standing as a blockade, anything that is standing as a distraction, taking them away from the right person that You have kept for them, as they are standing before You, Lord, asking for a right partner, purify them, cleanse them, make them marriage worthy. Let them be the best before their right partner, and let their right partner also be best for them. Purify them from head to toe. Prepare them so that whenever they meet the right person, their character, their attitude, their heart, everything that concerns them shall reflect you, Lord. Let them be worthy of their partner, and let their partners too be worthy of them. Direct them. Open their eyes. Let them give them the spirit of discernment and direction. Let them not pick any type of person just for the sake of I am desperate, not for the sake of all my mates. There is no all my mates. For you, Lord, your time is the best. Your time, Lord, is the best. For each and every one of your children, God's time is the best. Give them the perfect life partner. Wherever they are, direct their steps. Lead the right partners to them. Wherever their partners are, let them come to them. May they be the right person for them. May they be God-fearing. May they not marry husbands or wives and end in tears. May they not end up in anger. May they not end up in penury. May they not end up in sickness. Give them the right choice of a life partner. From every corner that they have moved, may they have the right partner. May they have the right partner for each other. Nothing shall make them choose the wrong partner in the name of Jesus. Every one of your children who have come before you this day seeking a life partner shall make the best decision for themselves. They will not choose wrongly. They will not go astray. They will move according to your plan upon their lives. It is your word upon the life of your children. For you, Lord, have spoken it upon your word that whenever your children call upon your name, that you shall answer them. Anything that is causing delay, anything that is causing lack, anything that is from the foundation, from the root, from their father's house, from their mother's house, whatever it is that is causing delay in this journey of marriage, Father, in the name of Jesus, I discern and I say that upon the life of your children, you have given them the right partner. You have answered their prayers this day. Lord, they shall surely come back to testify before you. They shall surely come back to testify before you in the name of Jesus. Every of your children who are seeking the life partner, who have come before you this day, seeking your discernment, Father Lord, you will not let them go empty-handed. Wherever they have prepared, in any manner, in any form, that they have come before you seeking this critical life decision that can make or break their futures. Lord, may you lead them. May you direct them. May you give them your grace. May your glory and your grace abound upon them, that anywhere they step their feet, it will only go in the right direction. And anybody that is in the wrong relationship, anybody who is in any relationship that is not leading on to marriage, anybody that is in any relationship that will end up in premium tears tomorrow, Father Lord, may you cut off that relationship and give them in the right path. Lord, as your children have come, we your children say, thank you, Jesus. We say, thank you, Jesus. For answered prayers, Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. For perfection, Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. For divine open doors, Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. For the right partner, Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. For everything that you have done and you continue to say, Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen.
Amen. Let us continue in the mood of prayer. At this point, we'll continue to pray for those looking for or seeking for life partners. We pray that the Almighty God, in His infinite mercy and goodness, will locate them. Father, we call upon you this night, this evening, because you said, your word said that everything good, every perfect and good gift comes from you. Father, we call upon your holy name. We ask you that you meet your children at the points of their needs. So many people are already ripe for marriage. They are already at marriageable age. But because of one thing or the other, they are not able to get married. Father, we'll commit them into your able care this evening, O Lord. We ask you, loving Jesus, that you locate them wherever they are, from the four corners of this earth. Father, we ask that your divine, you locate them, O Lord. Let your divine location locate them, O Lord. From the north, the south, the east, the west, O Lord. From the four corners of this earth, O Lord. We ask that your divine location, O Lord. We pray for divine location, O Lord. Divine connection, O Lord. Father, you said that it is no good that a man be alone, that you are going to make him a helper. That is why you created him. Father, we call upon you this day, Lord, that you continue to, in this ministry of connecting husband to wife, O Lord, we ask you, loving Jesus, that you continue to connect them, O Lord, wherever they are, O Lord. Father, we ask you, loving Jesus, that you be with them, O Lord, that you, there is, let there be a divine connection, let there be divine location, O Lord, in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. O God in heaven, we equally pray, Lord, that you destroy whatever it is, O Lord, that is causing delay, because some of them are not actually ordinary. It might be ordinary when you look at them, but deep down spiritually, you see that a lot of people have been tied one way or the other in the spiritual realm. Father, we call upon you this very evening, O Lord. We ask you, loving Jesus, is there anyone, O Lord, that is already ripe for marriage, and then the person is under the bondage of the evil one? Is there anyone being troubled by the spirit of delay, spirit of disappointment, O Lord? Father, I will ask you, loving Jesus, that you wage into this matter, O Lord. Send St. Michael, the archangel, the angel of war. Just as you told us today in the Legion Handbook today, that St. Michael, the archangel, is the angel of war. St. Michael the Archangel is the most zealous in honoring your Blessed Mother Mary, and then in leading others to honor her. That he's always there standing, waiting to do her bidding and the biddings of all those who are connected to her. Therefore, we call upon you this very moment, O Lord, O sweet, loving Mother. We call upon you that you send St. Michael the Archangel to go and wage this war, O Lord, against your children who are being manipulated by the hands of the evil ones, who are being manipulated in the hands of the evil ones, O Lord. Those that already arrived for marriage, O Lord, but are being hindered by one satanic manipulation or the other, by one occultic power or the other, by one marine power or the other, by so many hindrances, O Lord. It could be delays, O Lord. It could be disappointments, O Lord. Whatever it is, O Lord, that is holding your children, O Lord, from getting married, O Lord, we call upon St. Michael the Archangel that he go and then fight this war for them, O Lord, and give them victory over all their enemies. O Lord in heaven, we call upon you. We ask you, loving Jesus, that you send St. Michael, just as you sent him to intercede for Daniel when he started, he went into prayer for 21 days, and then at the end of the day, it seems that the prayer was not answered, not knowing that the Prince of Persia have actually hijacked his blessings, O Lord. Father, we'll call, then you send St. Michael the Archangel to go and then fight this Prince of Persia and release his blessings, O Lord. Therefore, we'll call upon you this very moment, O Lord, that you send St. Michael the Archangel to go and destroy. Destroy totally and completely, O Lord, as many as they are, from wherever they are, O Lord, from anywhere all over the world, who are under the bondage of evil ones, who are looking up to you for marital blessings, who are looking up to you for, who are already ripe for marriage, but they are under the bondage of the evil ones, O Lord. Father, I will ask you that you tear down, you send St. Michael the Archangel to tear down, to destroy and scatter every plan, all those who are under the bondage of the evil ones. Let St. Michael the Archangel destroy them and grant them total and complete victory over all their enemies, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, loving Jesus, also, we ask you, loving Jesus, that as many as they are who already ripe for marriage, who are looking up to you for marriage, O Lord, that you give them the spirit of patience. Give them the spirit of patience, O Lord. Give them the spirit to live in purity. Give them the spirit, O Lord, to also be mentally, physically, and then prepare otherwise, O Lord. So that, O Lord, at the end of the day, O Lord, they will not make mistakes. Grant them that spirit of patience so that they will be able to wait on your perfect will, to be able to wait on that person that you've already destined for them, O Lord. Connect them, O Lord, where necessary. Link them up where necessary, O Lord. Provide for them whatever it is that they need, O Lord, to live as man and wife, O Lord, to live together, O Lord. And then when you must have joined them together, we pray that you join together in your perfect will, O Lord. And then we pray for love, O Lord. We pray for peace. We pray for unity in that home, O Lord. We pray that home, O Lord, will be a home, will be home as a reference point to others, where people will reference and say, yes, that is a godly home, O Lord, because they are your children. They are already looking up to you, Father. We ask you, loving Jesus, that you be with them, O Lord. Be with them. Prosper them, O Lord. Provide for them when necessary, so that at the end, O Lord, they will have every cause to glorify you. They will say, yes, that this marriage happened because of the blessings of the Lord. It happened because of God. It happened because the Lord actually did it for us. Father, I will ask you, loving Jesus, that you give them that faith, unshakable faith, to Lord, to absolutely believe and trust in you, that there is nothing that you cannot do, that there is nothing they ask of you and they will not get to, Lord. Father, I will ask you, loving Jesus, that you be with them. Our blessed mother, we ask you that you go and be with them, console them, and then assure them, reassure them, because you're always reassuring us, your children, that you're always there for us, and then you're going to answer our prayers. Father, I will ask you, loving Jesus, that you be with them, O Lord. Provide for them when necessary, so that at the end, O Lord, your name and your name alone will be glorified in their lives. And people will see them and say, ah, that is God's work in their family. It is God's work. It is the Lord's doing. And then it is marvelous in their sight. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen and amen. We are still in the mode of prayer. We are praying and interceding for our brothers and sisters seeking life partners. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight in humility and faith, lifting up all your sons and daughters who are trusting you for life partners. Lord, we acknowledge that marriage is a covenant, O Lord, designed by you and you alone. And we ask that in this season of their waiting, that you grant them the strength to walk in purity and holiness. Your word in Psalm 119 verse 9 says, how can a young person keep his way pure? It is by living according to the word of God. Therefore, Lord, we are asking for the grace for them to remain pure in thoughts, pure in words, pure in actions, while waiting on you for this appointed time. Almighty God, our Father, we pray that your word will guide them in every of their thoughts, in every of their conversations, in every of their relationships. May they not bow to the pressures of the world, for may they shine as examples of chastity and integrity. Lord, help them to trust in your perfect timing, because your word in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. So, Lord, we are praying against anxiety for them. We are praying against impatience for them. We are praying against pressure from the society. Help them, Lord, to trust in your perfect timing, that there is a time and a season for everything. Remove from them the spirit of impatience and anxiety. Deliver them from every comparison with others. Say, my mates are all married. Everybody has gone on ahead of me to get married. Help them to wait perfectly on your own timing, Lord. And the fear of being left behind, take it away from them. Instead, Father, we beg you, fill their hearts with peace and assurance that you are working all things for their own good. Even while they wait, Father, we also ask that you ask, we ask you to help them to guard their hearts. Guard their hearts as your word instructs in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Protect them from every counterfeit relationship, every ungodly attachment, Lord, we break them, and every distraction that seeks to pull them away from your will. Father, we place a hedge of fire around them that no scheme of the enemy shall penetrate. Almighty God and Father, remind us daily that we are already complete. Remind them daily that they are already complete in you, as is written in Colossians 2:10. because marriage is not really the real yardstick of their identity in you, but they are already complete and whole in you as they are. So Lord, we pray that they recognize their worth in you and not in marital status. Almighty God, our Father, even as they wait, help them to prepare themselves spiritually, emotionally, and mentally in readiness for a godly marriage. Because your word says in Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. Therefore, Lord, we beg you, help them, prepare them, as they just as you call them to love themselves. You called the husbands to love their wives in Ephesians 5:25. As Christ has loved the church, Father, we beg you to raise up men who will love with Christ-like sacrifice, and raise up women who will support with godly submission. Oh, Father, Lord Almighty, we beg you to make them vessels of honor, fit for a covenant that will glorify your holy name. Almighty God, tonight, we commit every of your child that is waiting on you into your mighty hands. We declare that they will not fall. They will not compromise. They will not miss your divine plan. Their waiting shall not end in shame, but in testimonies. In due time, O Lord, you will connect them with the one you have ordained, and together they will be godly homes that stand as lights in a dark world. We seal this prayer with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking protection, speaking sanctification, speaking victory upon every son and daughter of yours, trusting you for a life partner. By the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we decree that every chain of delay is broken, every confusion is resolved, and every manipulation is broken. By that blood, O Lord, let their hearts be preserved in purity, and their future marriages be secured under your covenant. Oh, we turn to our Mother Mary, seeking her intercession. We seal all these prayers in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for answered prayers. Amen.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Abba Father. We thank you, faithful God. We thank you because you have brought us together today to say these prayers because you want to grant them unto us. The word in Matthew 7:7 says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto thee. Is anything too hard for you, O Lord? No. The Bible says that nothing is impossible for God. Abba Father, we thank you. We thank you because we come to you in this confidence that we serve a God that nothing is impossible for. We thank you because you have prepared us for this moment. You have brought us to this hour to seek your face. Abba Father, as we ask in your name, we plead with you to hear and answer us, to grant our desires, that your name be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Our Father in heaven, we are praying for those seeking life partners. Your word says that it is not good for man to live alone. It says that a man will leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. Our Father in heaven, we are pleading with you that for every single man here who is intentionally seeking for a life partner, we plead with you, Lord, to grant their heart desires. Father, we plead with you to grant them not just any kind of partner, but indeed life partners, the ones that are the bones of their bones and the flesh of their flesh. The ones that they will unite with and find favor in you. The Bible says that when God created, he said, it is good. We are praying, oh Lord, that every man here seeking for a life partner will find their own unique partner And they will say, indeed, God is good because he has given me a good woman. He has given me someone to complete me. But that their search will not be, their search will not be wrong. They will not end up in sorrow and shame. For everyone seeking for a life partner here, especially the men, Lord, we are praying for the men at this hour. They will find the right women for them, the ones who will complete them, the ones whom their union with them will. This is about what God says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Who their union with these women will find, they will find a good thing and they will begin to obtain divine favor, a special kind of favor from God. There will be evidence in the marriage that, yes, this is the will of God. Father, your children will not marry astray. We are praying, O Lord, for the young ladies here too, O Lord, that you will bless them with their own husbands. Everlasting King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we plead with you that as the faces of the single ones here are different, so are their intentions. And you made us, each and every one of us, in unique ways. The prayer point, O Lord, is that you match if each and every one the right person for them, that your children will not marry astray. Your children will marry their own partners. They will not marry and regret it lives. They will marry and enjoy the fruits of marriage. They will marry and enjoy the benefits of marriage. And, oh, dear Lord Jesus Christ, we plead with you. If perchance by any way, any ordination, any spoken word, any hex, any curse, there is anything that is blocking this divine union from actualizing, by your power, oh Lord, we plead with you to destroy it. There is nothing greater than you, oh Lord. By your power and might, we plead with you to destroy anything that will cause delay, that will make your children marry the wrong person. Anything that is blocking the faces of your children from being seen, from your daughters from being found, your sons from being eligible for marriage, from getting the finances for marriage. If your daughters, oh Lord, anything that is causing a blockage, we plead with you, Abba Father, by your power and might to destroy it. In the name of Jesus, we cast every spell into the abyss. We destroy it by the power in the name Jesus. The name that when mentioned, every knee bows and all tongues that confess indeed that Jesus is Lord. Every decree that is working against the lives of your children, preventing them from marriage, Father, let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the yoke and the chains be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says, come to me, all ye who are burdened and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We are seeking for rest in marriage for the singles here, O Lord. We are seeking for rest in marriage. Father, we are seeking for your rest. Divine Lord, O Lord, Father, we are asking you that your children will find peace in their marriages. They will find the life partners that will give them peace, that will give them joy, that they will work together in achieving their heavenly race and making it to heaven. And they will raise godly children to the glory of your name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. O Lord, we plead with you, by the help of your grace, to sanctify the hearts of your children and prepare them to be the right partners for the people that you are preparing them for. Father, help each and every one of us to grow in virtue, in patience, in love, in faithfulness, in humility. Father, help us to be united with your Spirit, to be one with the Holy Spirit, so that we can discern what you're saying, so that we can understand what you're saying to us, so that we can follow your direction, O Lord. Holy Spirit of God, relationships that are currently existing in our lives, block our hearts from these ungodly relationships so that we may tune ourselves in to that which is your will and then live in alignment with the will of God and marry the rightful partners to the glory of your name. Mother Mary, we entrust this intention into your care, to your intercession. As you did at the wedding feast in Cana, we plead with you to bring Jesus here to bring these prayers to Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, that you pray for us, that we may remain steadfast and hopeful, trusting that God's plan for us is for the best. We will be patient to till the will of God is done in our lives. We will be patient till that which God has promised is fulfilled in our lives. As we pray, we believe that our prayers are answered, and we seal this prayer in thanksgiving, believing that everything is working for our good because we are the ones who love God. As we have prayed, we pray for even our friends, our siblings who are also seeking for life partners. Father, grant all our heart's desires and let your name be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Let us still be in the mood of prayer. Let us still be in the mood of prayer. Let us still be in the mood of prayer. Let us still focus our mind on the Lord. Focus our heart on the Lord. Let us still be in the mood of prayer. Father, we thank you in a special way for today. We thank you for giving us the grace to pray together as one family. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we adore you. We thank you for giving us this opportunity. We thank you for helping us to be here. We thank you for making us to be here. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to pray as one family. Father Almighty, we worship you, O God. Father, we praise you, everlasting Father. We worship you, O Lord, our God, our Creator, our Father, and our Maker. We bow before you this evening, Ancient of Days, the beginning and the end, and we worship you, O God. We worship you with all the angels in heaven, and we worship you with all the saints in heaven. Father, we bow at your feet. We bow before your throne, Ancient of Days. Lord, there is no one like you. No one can stand before you. No one can fight against you, and no one can oppose you. You have the final say. You have the final authority. You are the sustainer of the entire universe. Everything was created by you, and everything was made for your pleasure. And therefore, we bow before you as our Father, and we bow before you as your children. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we adore you. We continue to thank you for our lives. We thank you for what you have done for us. We thank you for our families. We thank you for the prayers answered. We thank you for fighting our battles. We thank you for the liberation. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you, O Lord, for your divine mercy. Father, we ask you to have mercy upon us. We pray for your mercy in a special way upon everyone here. Most especially all those that are praying for a life partner, we pray for your divine mercy. Lord, we ask your mercy. We do what no man can do in our lives. Let your mercy do what no man can do in their lives. While we pray in a special way, especially for all those who have been in relationships in the past or who are in relationships that does not give you glory, relationships that hurt your feelings, relationships that break your commands, relationships that makes you weep. We ask for mercy. Father Almighty, we pray that such relationship will not be a barrier to the answers to their prayers, and such relationship will not be a barrier to their testimony. Father, we pray for mercy. We pray for divine mercy. We pray for divine mercy. Let your mercy, O God, take away every barrier, take away every hindrance, and sanctify us, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we are praying right now, let us begin to promise God in our hearts to be faithful to him, even in our relationship, to stay away from sin, to stay away from things that displeases him, to stay away from things that makes him offended, things that makes him sad. If, peradventure, we have been in relationships that are not glorifying God, let us begin to ask God for mercy and promise the Lord not to go back into such kind of relationship or such kind of things again. Father, we ask for your mercy. Let your mercy wash us. Let your mercy deliver us. Your blood wash us. We pray for your divine mercy, O God. Let your mercy take over our lives. Let your mercy take over our relationship. Let your mercy take over everything that concerns us. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, have mercy on us. Lord, 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 have mercy on us. For as many who have prayed and prayed and have not yet seen results, Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, we pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. Let there be an opening. Let there be an opening. Let there be an opening, O God. Let there be mercy. Have mercy, O Lord Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We are crying to you this evening, just as blind Bartimaeus cried to you to have mercy on him, and you restore his sight. Father, we ask for mercy. Have mercy, O God, upon your children. Have mercy upon your children. Have mercy upon us, O God, in any way, O God. And there's a blockage or delay, whatever might be the hindrance to marriage, Father, ask for mercy. May your mercy, O God, lift up every load, lift up every delay, lift up every burden, lift up every blockage, lift up every thought of you, every darkness, every covering, O God. We call upon your fire right now upon everyone present in this prayer meeting. All those present in this prayer, we call upon your fire, your spiritual fire. Let your spiritual fire begin to burn upon us right now, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, to remove every garment. Every garment out of God in our life, every garment out of God upon us, let those garments be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let all those garments be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let all those garments be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every garment out of God, let them be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every garment of delay, garment of delay, garment of delay. Some people are covered in such a way that no one is seeing you. No one is seeing you. In your family, yeah, there are many ladies, but no one is coming. Nobody is coming. We pray that every garment that have been used to cover such people, such families, such individuals spiritually be burnt by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, can you send your mighty fire right now, fire of deliverance from your sacred heart, to begin to burn upon your children and remove every fruit garment, every garment of obscurity, every garment that have hidden them, every dark clothing upon their body. Father Almighty, we pray that such garments will be burnt tonight by your fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of begin to pour upon everyone here who might be wearing or putting on such garments. We call upon the fire of God to intensify upon their body now, upon their life now. Let the garments be consumed by fire. Every garment covering your children, every black garment, every filthy garment, every evil garment, covering them from being seen by their life partner. Their life partner is close to them. Their life partner is around them, but they cannot see them. We pray that the garments be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Let the fire intensify. Let the fire intensify. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We pray for parents who are praying for their children. Let this fire locate their children. Any of their child or any child or children that are under this garment, let these garments be removed. Be removed. We pray for siblings praying for people that are praying for their siblings. Whatever your siblings are, whatever they may be, if they are covered by any garments, we ask that the Lord remove this garment from them. That from today they will be seen by their life partner. From today, their life partner will locate them. There shall be a great meeting, a great link up by the power of God. We remove every garment, Lord. Father, we pray every filthy garment that have been placed upon your children through witchcraft, let that garment be consumed by your fire. We call upon the fire of purification, the fire of the Holy Ghost, to begin to burn with great intensity upon the life of all your children, wherever they are. Let this fire begin to deliver them. Let this fire begin to deliver them. Oh, Jesus. The consuming fire of God begin to burn in great measure, the consuming fire begin to burn in great measure, the consuming fire begin to burn right now. Deliverance fire upon their head, deliverance fire upon their body, deliverance fire upon their life to liberate them from every dark covering in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, as your fire is delivering your children, whatever they are, I call upon your blood upon them to take away every bad smell, every bad smell. Anyone that is afflicted spiritually with a bad smell, which cannot be perceived physically, but is present spiritually, and because of this smell or this odor, nobody can come near you. No man is coming near you. No woman is coming near you. Everybody is running. It's as if everybody is running away from you. You try to chat with people, they disappear. You try to communicate, they disappear. Nobody is staying in your life. We pray against any dark smell, spiritual smell that is chasing people away from you, away from your life. We pray that the blood will take away such smell away. That the blood of Jesus will take away such smell. The blood will wash. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, we beg you, oh Master, can you open your holy wounds, oh Lord, as you hang on the cross? We call upon your holy cross upon our heads. Let your cross be exalted over everyone here. Let the cross be exalted over this meeting, Jesus. Let your wounds be open. Let the wounds of your sacred heart and your sacred side be open. And let the blood and water begin to pour upon your children to wash away every demonic smell chasing people away, chasing their life partner away. They cannot even stay long in any relationship. Let this smell be taken away
Let every thought of you in the life be washed away by the blood. By the blood and water from the sacred side. Let the blood begin to flow. Let the water begin to flow. Let the blood begin to flow mightily. Mighty blood and mighty water from the sacred side. Begin to flow and wash away every smell. Wash away every odor. Wash away every odor, every bad smell, spiritual smell. Let them be washed away right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plunge everyone here into the fire of the Holy Ghost. We plunge everyone here praying for life partner into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire begin to walk in your life and do what no man can do. Let the fire of God begin to do what no person can do. Let the fire of God begin to do what no arrangement can do. Oh, Jesus, we plunge everyone to your fire for deliverance, for liberation, and for blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for all those who are suffering from lack of, or should I say, who are suffering from inability to get married, delay in marriage because of some of them are not even aware that they have been consecrated. For some of them, some altars are calling them to serve them. For some of them, some altars are calling them to serve them because they have not answered this call, this evil call. These altars are fighting them. These altars are tormenting them. And most of the time, these altars are for their family, handed over from generations. Father, we pray for deliverance. Separation, any consecration upon our life, any demonic consecration working against us, working against anyone here from getting married, let such consecration be nullified by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been purchased by the blood. Christ has died for our freedom. Therefore, any consecration, any altar calling us to serve it, or any altar fighting against us, making us unable to get married, let such altar be arrested by the authority in the blood of Jesus. We pray, O God, against consecration. Any mark of consecration upon you, any evil mark of consecration, consecration to darkness, consecration to darkness. We pray that such mark be removed by the blood of Jesus. Let such mark be removed by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. Let this mark be removed by the blood of Jesus. Every mark of consecration. Consecration. Many ladies are being fought. Many men are being fought. They are being frustrated because they have refused to answer the calling. They don't even know that there is something affecting them spiritually. Consecration. Consecration in your family. Consecration of an evil altar that is looking for who will serve it. And no one wants to serve it. And it's vowed that nobody will get married or it's going to frustrate your attempt to get married. We pray against such consecration. We separate ourselves. We need to pray. Pray even as I pray now, even as you're hearing my voice. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for your siblings against consecration. That consecration, satanic consecration, is not our portion. We reject, we renounce it by the blood of Jesus. We reject it by the blood of Jesus. We reject such consecration. We reject every consecration to darkness. Every promise made by our ancestors, by our foreparents, by anybody on our behalf before we were born, we come against this evil consecration and promises. We reject them by the blood of Jesus. We renounce them by the blood. We reject them. We renounce them. We denounce them. We reject them from our life. We decree and we declare that the blood of Jesus Christ will nullify such consecration and deliver us from such dedication in the mighty name of Jesus. Liberate us, O God. We pray especially for every woman or any person, man, that is being fought by marine spirits. Marine spirits. We pray that the power of God will liberate such person from and liberate all of them from such marine power. But in the mighty name of Jesus, let the consecration break. Let the consecration break. Let the consecration break by the power, oh Jesus. Let the blood begin to pour upon our heads with power, mighty power of the blood upon your forehead, mighty power, any mark upon your head. Let the blood remove those marks now. Everything inside your head, which you don't even let the blood pull it out now. Let the blood pull them out now. Pull them out now from our bodies. Everything in our body, out of God, inside our body, let them be removed now. Every mark of consecration to darkness, every mark of consecration to darkness. Let those masks be erased, be removed now. Any object inside our body, inside our system, spiritual, physical, let them come out by the power in the blood. Let them come out by the power in the blood. Let them come out by the power in the blood. Let the power of God, the Most High, enter into our bodies, which is His temple, and begin to remove everything of God, everything of light. Let them come out now, come out now. Come out by the power of God, we pray. For all those who are saying the Novena for Life partner and are feeling like vomiting, we call upon the power of God to remove from their system whatever that was in that is in their body, in their system, which needs to be removed. Let them come out now. Come out now. Let the blood enter through the mouth, enter through the navel, enter through the nostril, enter through your ears, and begin to remove from the roots. Let it be spiritual surgery by the blood of Jesus. Spiritual surgery by the blood of Jesus. By the fire, oh Jesus, I call upon fire into your abdomen, into your belly. Let this fire separate you from everything of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus, let the sword of God tear apart every connection to darkness. Let them be free. Let them be free. Let them be free. Let them be free from all bondages. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Jesus, the blood of 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 Jesus. The blood of Jesus, 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 blood of Jesus. We say no to consecration, dark consecration, evil consecration, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and put the blood upon yourself. Put the blood upon your life. Let the blood deliver you. Let the blood set you free. Let the blood liberate you from every consecration. Consecration. Very strong consecration. Pray against consecration. Dark consecration to darkness affecting your life. Affecting your life. Affecting your life. We pray against dark consecration, dedication, promises affecting your children. Let them break. 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 By the wounds of Christ, by the death of Christ Jesus, by the suffering of Christ Jesus, by the humiliation of Christ Jesus, by the shame he bore, his torture. Let the consecration break. Let it 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 break. Under the power of the wounds of Jesus, let it break. Let it break. Let it break to pieces. Break to pieces. Let it break. We pray for spiritual freedom, spiritual liberation, liberation and freedom from bondages, from consecrations. Let them break now. Let them break now. Let them break now. Let them break now. In the name of Jesus, we call upon the fire of God over everyone here under a spell. Are you under a spell? We call upon the fire of God and the blood of Jesus to shatter every spell. We come against every spell. We come against every curse. Let the spell be broken, be shattered to pieces. Every dark spell that has been placed upon you, your family, your children, not to get married, let the spell be broken. Let the spell be broken. Let the spell be broken. Let the fire of God locate and destroy every source darkness that is enforcing this spell upon your life. We pray that these spells be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. Be in the mood of prayer and continue to pray. Pray for yourself. Pray against spell, dark spell, witchcraft spell. Some spells have been cast up against some people, and they're finding it difficult to get married. These spells are cast out of jealousy and envy. We pray against such spells. Let them be broken by the blood of Jesus, being nullified by the blood. Nobody can curse Jacob. Nobody can curse Jacob. And we are the children of Jacob. We come against every spell with the blood of Jesus. Let the cross of Christ Jesus be a sledgehammer in the spirit, breaking every spell, breaking every spell, breaking every curse from the roots. Jesus, let your blood shatter those spells. We break the spells. We break the spells. We break the chain, the chain. Anyone here with chains around your hands, chains around your legs. Your legs have been chained that you never enter your husband's house. We break that chain by fire. 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 We break that chain to pieces. Anyone that has been chained in the spirit, you have been chained in the spirit. But you cannot move into a man's house. You can't move into a man's house, and you cannot have your own home with a woman. Let those chains be broken. Every chain around your legs chaining you down, every chain around your waist holding you back, every chain around your hands preventing you from exchanging the rings with the love of your life. Let the chain break into pieces, break, oh, no matter what it is that is making this chain to be enforced around you. Let the power be destroyed, oh, let the cross of Jesus be a sledgehammer in the spirit, breaking the chains, breaking their sources, breaking their powers. Let them shatter, shatter to pieces, to pieces. Jesus, take over your children and liberate them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for all those who are battling with demons. Demons have taken you or are seeing you. They are seeing you as a spouse. Just as Asmodeus in the book of Tobit didn't allow Sarah to get married. Sarah got married 7 times in the book of Tobit, but Asmodeus killed all her spouses. This is because Asmodeus, the demon, is seeing Sarah as a spouse and will not allow any man come close to her physically. We pray for anyone who is going through such kind of manipulation and attack, demonic attack, we pray for deliverance. Let every soul tie between us and between anyone here with any demon or spirit break by the blood of Jesus. Any soul tie with any man, any soul tie with any woman, any illegal spirit, marriage or illegal union, let those union be broken. Every illegal spiritual union with any entity, with any spirit, with any person, with any power of darkness, let the union break by the power of God. We call upon the ministry of Archangel Raphael. Just as Archangel Raphael intervened in the deliverance of Sarah, let Archangel Raphael be released along with Michael. We need to fight against every demon, every spirit, anything and standing as a symbol of that union. Is it a spiritual ring in your body? Let that ring be broken by fire, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. We command that ring to begin to... Jesus Christ, let your blood shatter that ring and remove it from the body of your children, your daughter, your son, whatever they are now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Any symbol of that union, physical and spiritual, we call upon the blood upon that symbol. Let them break to pieces. Let them break to pieces. For some people, it manifests in form of sex in the dream. You see yourself so many times, you're having strange sexual encounter with a strange entity, and this has been happening for many years, and no one is even coming your way. Sometimes you are in a relationship with a man or a woman, and then this happens, and then before you know it, there's a breakup. We pray against this union. It's not possible. God made man for a woman and a woman for a man. Therefore, we pray against any unclean spirits that want to come and take, or that is seeing anyone as a spouse or perceiving anyone as a spouse, it is not proper. It is not proper. It's not what God has written or what God has ordained. Therefore, we pray that the blood of Jesus, as we cancel such union, we break such spiritual union. May such spirits be driven away from our lives spiritually. Let such spirits, such demons, such powers be driven away from our lives, and then leave us alone. Let every source of interaction be nullified by the blood of Jesus Christ. We close the dream realm. We close the dream realm against them with the blood of Jesus Christ. No more coming in the dream. No more attacks in the dream. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the blood continue to deliver your children, O God. We pray for more deliverance by your blood. The blood of Jesus Christ liberate your children, whatever they are. The blood of Jesus Christ liberate them, whatever they are. The most precious blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, mingled with fire. Blood of Jesus, mingled with fire. Father Almighty, right now we plunge ourselves into your blood, mingle with fire. We plunge ourselves into your blood, mingle with fire. We plunge ourselves into your blood, mingle with fire. We pray now that any demon or entity around our lives frustrating our attempt to get married, let them be arrested, let them be separation now. Because they can't enter into your fire and because they can't enter into your blood with us, therefore let there be separation now by your blood and by your fire. Let there be separation, oh God, divine separation, divine separation, deliverance, 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 deliverance. Let the link break. Let the link break to pieces, Jesus, by the power in your suffering on the cross. Let the link break by the power of your scourging at the pillar. Let the link break, Jesus, by the scourging, oh Jesus, at the pillar. Let the link break by the blood that gushed out from your body during the scourging. Let the link break to pieces, Jesus, by the power of your wounds, by the power of the pain you bore on Calvary, on the cross. Let the link break. Let the link break. Let the link break. Let the link break. Oh, when you died on the cross, they pulled away the clothes you wore on your body from your body, and there was a great absence of blood. Let any truth of you in the life of your children, in their lives, be pulled away. Any illegal union, any illegal soul tie, let them be pulled away by the power of your blood, washing up from your body on the cross, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, deliver your children wherever they are. Liberate them, O God. We pray for deliverance. We pray for deliverance. Let there be massive deliverance all over the world in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those who are praying for life partner and who have been delayed because of some bad behaviors or attitude. We ask that you open their eyes to see what is wrong with them, what is wrong in their life, to adjust, to make necessary adjustments. Probably they have been sending partners to them, but something in their life is driving them away. Probably a bad attitude, probably a bad habit, probably a manner that needs to be adjusted or needs to be, that needs adjustments. We pray, oh God, that you touch their hearts to understand and to see where they need adjustments, to see where they need to make a change, to see where they need to make some adjustments, oh God. Let there be more wisdom, more understanding. For Almighty, help your children, oh God. Let there be no obstacle in standing in their way to getting married this year. Let there be no obstacle, let there be no hindrance, let there be no limitation. We pray against limitation, we pray against backwardness, we pray against drawbacks, we pray against Nelson syndrome. For many of us that have been experiencing Nelson syndrome, about to get married, but at the end of the day, before you know it, everything crumbles. That is put to an end today by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the authority of his cross. We invoke the power of the cross of Jesus over everyone here. Let the cross and the altar of Jesus begin to speak over our life, over our life, over our plans to get married, in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 We pray for new garments. The Lord is placing upon each and every one of us here. There are some people that God has placed upon them right now. New garments. We pray for new garments. New garments, new garments, new garments, new garments. We pray for new garments. We pray for new garments. By the authority in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power and the sovereignty of God the Father, we pray for new garments upon the life of your children. New wedding gowns, new wedding gowns. Getting, oh, Jesus, fresh wedding gowns. Oh, with fire, with fire, with fire, with fire, with fire, with fire. The angels are decorating you now. The angels are decorating you now. The angels are decorating you now with new wedding gowns of fire, wedding gowns of fire. You shall not, you know, will not only get married, but your marriage shall be a marriage where God is the head and where God is Lord. Wedding gowns of fire, wedding gowns of fire, wedding gowns of fire, wedding gowns of fire, wedding gowns of fire. Wedding gowns of fire, wedding gowns of fire, wedding gowns of fire, wedding gowns of fire, garments of fire. Let the men also receive the garments of fire to be married, to be able to marry their life partner, the bone of their bone. And as long as we are praying this prayer, we shall not make mistake, never. There is no one here by the power of God Almighty, our Father and our merciful God, who will be frustrated in your marriage. No, we pray against frustration. Our marriage shall be a marriage where we shall have peace, where we shall have rest, rest and peace, rest and peace, rest and peace. No frustration, no regrets, no regrets, no regrets, no regrets, no regrets. By the power of God the Most High, who made all things, no regrets, no frustration. No frustration. May the hand of God come upon anyone here heading towards the path of frustration. Let it pull you back. Pull you back, Jesus. Let his hand pull you back. Oh my God. Let his hand pull you back. Pull you back. Pull you back. Pull you back. That's mine that will lead to your death. Let the hand of God pull you back. Pull you back. Pull you, oh God. Let his hand pull you back. That's mine that will lead to your destruction. That will lead to your end. That will lead to your, oh, let this hand pull you back. Let this hand pull you out. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus. Let this hand pull you out. Pull you out from pain. Pull you out from frustration. Pull you out from sadness, depression. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, take over. Father, oh Lord, take over. Lord, take over. Take over, oh God. We hand over our petitions to God. We pray, everlasting Father, let your will be done in our life, let your will be done in our marriages. We decree and we declare by this time next year, oh God, there shall be so much testimonies by your blood, by your power, in your name, testimonies everywhere. Our testimonies will not be stolen by the enemy, by the evil one, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a mark upon our head, O God, to ensure that our testimonies are permanent. We shall not miss our testimonies. We shall not miss our testimonies in the name of Jesus. For all those that your fire is affecting or your fire is touching, let your fire continue to touch them even after this prayer, even when they sleep. Let them still be on fire. Fire of liberation, deliverance, and fire of restoration and clothing. Mighty fire of God, Jesus. Can you increase the intensity of this fire upon your children, upon their body, upon their life, upon their cases? Let the fire intensify for complete deliverance. Intensify, oh God, your fire. Let your blood begin to drop, continue to drop upon them. Let your blood continue to drop upon their forehead, at the center of their head. Let this blood radiate around their system, oh God. That this blood will intensify the flames of your fire in them, oh God, to bring about total liberation and freedom in the name of Jesus. Jesus, show them mercy. Jesus, have mercy upon your children and grant all our requests. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father Almighty, even as we round up, we cover ourselves in your precious blood. We soak ourselves in your precious blood. We cover our lives in your precious blood. We cover our life in the blood of Jesus. We cover our prayers in the blood of Jesus. We cover everything you have done for us in the blood of Jesus. We cover our sleep in the blood of Jesus. We cover our rest in the blood of Jesus. We cover our testimonies in the blood of Jesus. Father, fight every battle that needs to be fought for us, O God. Father, fight every secret battle. Fight every hidden battle. Fight every known and unknown battle, O God. Father, give us testimonies. By this time next year, we prophesy in your name that there shall be massive testimonies. By this time next year, oh God, before this time next year, we decree in your name that there shall be massive testimonies by your grace, by your mercy, by your compassion. Before this time next year, we shall testify, oh God, to your goodness. Before this time next year, oh God, we shall testify to your mercy. But we pray for all those who want to get married but are lacking finances to set up a marriage and they are discouraged. Sometimes even afford a little marriage ceremony, and some are wondering, they want to get married, but they don't even have enough. They feel they don't have enough, or they don't have enough to set up a home. We ask to support them as support Joseph. Give them the support, O Lord, that you gave to Joseph, which made him able to be the first husband of Jesus and the husband of Mary. Help them, O God, financially. Assist them, O God, financially, O Lord. Have mercy upon them. Father, you are the God of wealth. Let the mountain of wealth locate them. You are the God of wealth. Is there anything that may be hindering them from operating in their dimension, in financial dimension, which you want for them? We pray to you that your mercy will locate, O God, them right now. Place upon them, O God, dimension of wealth to build a home. Father Almighty, how can they build a home without your financial support? Father Almighty, what will they eat if they get married? It is you that feeds. Therefore, ask you, O God, that you bless them financially. Bless the work of their hands. Bless the work of their hands. Open doors for them, financial doors. Divine connection. Increase their financial capacity, O Lord. And help them, O God, to actualize their noble intentions and plans. We ask all this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We commit all our petitions into the love of Mother Mary as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now to the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now to the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and to the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall it be. Glory without end. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We end this prayer meeting in the name of God, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Most Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. So I want to appreciate everyone for your active participation in today's prayer. I want to also thank all those that have led us, all the intercessors, all those that led us, in the rosary, our sister that led us in the opening prayer, and also our sister that led us in the praise and worship. Everyone who has participated in this prayer, in one way or the other, we pray that the Most High God continue to reward you, protect you, defend you, and grant all your requests. Thank you all for your active participation. Do have a good night rest. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.